If you think that's worth supporting, drop us a small tip at donate.wmfo.org. And we'll send you some unique station swag. That's donate.wmfo.org.
Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-coulda's, and never worse, from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex. Yeah. And I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for the next 2 hours. And I can't even hear the music because for some reason the headphones are not working as they should. But anyway, I'm going to celebrate one birthday. Some of you would have been 85. And follow it up with another birthday who's very much alive and turned 90 the other day. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Locally, 781-350-3264. And these are the Desperate Hours. I gotta do some troubleshooting. Figures.
Mickey! informant, he was sitting in the witness stand. The judge's wife called up the district attorney. She said, free that brown-eyed man. If you want your job, you better free that brown-eyed man. Flying across the desert in a TWA, I saw a woman walk across the sand. She'd been walking 30 miles en route to Bombay to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. Her destination was a brown-eyed handsome man. Way back in history, 3,000 years, in fact, ever since the world began, there's been a whole lot of good women shedding tears over a brown-eyed handsome man. It's a lot of trouble with a brown-eyed handsome man. She had the world in the palm of her hand. She lost both her arms in a wrestling match to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. She fought and won herself a brown-eyed handsome man. 2-3 the count, with nobody on, he hit a high fly into the stand. Round the third, he was headed for home. It was a brown-eyed handsome man that won the game. It was a brown-eyed handsome man.
Bobby band a rockin' and a bobby.
This is Mike Stewart from The Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on The Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking. 6:19 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM. WMFO Medford, the station watching on all the medical mistakes, claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Well, reduce your risk. Questions are the answer. Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Yes. Anyway, I did get a request. Unfortunately, I do not have the song that was requested. I'm going to try throwing something else on there that might fit the bill. Let me explain away this first set of the evening. I was just kind of trying to get all set here. Okay. Anyway, new talk break bed, Failsafe by the original Safaris. It was previously unreleased and recorded in 1963, I believe for the Dot label. Anyway, recorded it. Jeez, oh my God, I just made up a word. There we go. Anyway, you just heard Dennis Tech on the Career Records label. Something that was released on September 28th. The name of the CD is Mean Old Twister, and the name of the track is called Comanche. Go to www.careerrecords.com on information on how to obtain it. You heard a couple from Chuck Berry, you know, on Tuesday, turned 90. From 1964, you heard Go Bobby Socks, or the B-side to Little Marie. Came out in 1964 on Chess. Before that, a track that was originally released on the Chess label, 1956. And lest we forget, yesterday, Phil Chess, co-founder of the label, passed away at age 95. So there's a whole heap of things that fit into this. Brown-Eyed Handsome Man, and I got off the best of thing he called the Great 28. Came out in 1984 on MCA, which was the label that swallowed up Motown and I believe Motown and Chess and all those labels and spit out reissues. Then we kicked it off with Mickey Mantle, who would have been 85 today. And he might be still alive. He'd taken better care of himself when he was younger. So remember that, kids. Teresa Brewer with Mickey Mantle. I Love Mickey, released in 1956 on the Coral label. Coming up at 8 o'clock will be The Lounge. Danny's in the house. He's furious, working fast and furious. They have a show that's worthy of WMFO's listeners. Once again, 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Locally, 781-350-3264. The fun drive is still on. You go to the WMFO website at www.wmfo.org and click on Donate. And hopefully it's the Desperate Hours that you're going to donate in the name of. Come on, don't be so cheap. It's also, if you like the Desperate Hours and you're on social media, and admit it, you are, all you got to do is go over to the Facebook page for the Desperate Hours on WMFO and like it. Anyway, we got a little bit of Flat Duo Jets. Early, it's their first album. Get into that and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
I'm in love. You ladies, but it isn't used in high society outside of a kennel.
Game. I'll wrap you up and you'll go insane.
7 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. All right, well, let's, wow. Turn the mic on. Oh, there it is. Anyway. Anyway, you just heard Back Me Up as a new talk break bed. The original Safaris was Failsafe, previously unreleased, recorded in 1963 for Dot. You can get off the compilation Lost Legends of Surf Guitar Volume 1, Big Noise from Waimea. You just heard The Runaways from the first album, released on Mercury in 1976. For that, Otis Grand by request. And the Mother-in-Law Blues. Off the CD, The Blues Sessions, 1990 to 94, released on JSP. For that, The Finks. That's spelled P-H-I-N-X. And a track that wasn't previously released, called No To No Place of His Own of Its Own. I got that off the compilation, Don't Be Bad. Then we kicked off the set with Flat Duo Jets from 1996 of the CD Introducing. The name of the track was called Crow's Feet. And again, released in 1996 on Norton. Yes. If you want to get a hold of me, and you can send me those bumpers that you, some of you have promised but didn't send, I'm putting the second CD together. All you got to do is make a WAV or an MP3 and email it off to coffeeandsmokes at verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes at verizon.net. You're on social media. Like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. And while you're there, click on the link to donate to WMFO, will you? If you want to unhear what you just heard, go to the Independent Union Square, where John Funky will sling vinyl from 10 to whenever. His little orchestra, $10 Mistake, played last night over at the... Where was it? I forget. I don't know. I was comatose like I usually am when it isn't Thursday. Anyway, why don't we get back into it? Got some stuff that I had, I found that once again, at Todd Farm, cleaned up as best I could. Probably still sounds like crap, but who cares? These are the Desperate Hours.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable you don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Talk to me, baby. Whisper in my ear. Talk to me, baby. Whisper in my ear. Come a little closer. Don't have no fear. Don't you know I love you so? Don't you know I love you so? And I holler, hey, Kokomo. Heard what you told me, heard what you said, heard what you told me.
Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Okay. Let me tell you what I just played. This third set of the first hour. Just heard Gene and Eunice from 1954 on the Combo label, and Kokomo, I Love You So. Well, that Deep Purple, this was a track that also appeared on the Book of Taliesin LP. That's a single. And River Deep, Mountain High came out in 1968 on the Tetragrammatron label. For that, Dusty Springfield and All Cried Out, released in 1964 on Philips. Let's go out to Laura Taylor, who hosts a show called Surface Noise. And she did kind enough to do a bumper way back when, which I still play. And I got that tumbler. Yes, I got it this afternoon. Thank you. Now we kicked it off with The Who. And it's a tune written by John Entwistle. Heaven and Hell. Came out in 1970 on Decca. It's a B-side to their version of Summertime Blues. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. If you want to touch base, 781-350-3264 locally. If you want to get a hold of me between shows, you can always email me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. If you want to send one of those bumpers, And all you got to do is mention Alex, WMFO, and the Desperate Hours, and your claim to fame, or lack thereof, all in this mix-mash thing, and throw it on a WAV or an MP3 and email it to me. Come on, don't be bashful. I got a few that you have yet to commit to CD, because I'm waiting on some others. And hopefully those will come through. Also, we're towards the end of our fundraising drive. So go to the www.wmfo website, click on donate, and you can donate any amount of money, and you get something. So check it out. Don't be so cheap. Daddy needs a new amplifier, a new preamp. Anyway, this next set will take us past a point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. My name is Alex, and these are the Desperate Hours.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.